כל הלשון, כל התורה בכל מקום.
עלו השם מן השמיים, עלו כל מלאכו ועלו כל צבאו. We're up to the pasuk, הללו כל מלאכו, הללו כל צבאו. And as we said, this mizmah, this mizmah describing how this whole great creation that was created by Hashem, the Midas Chastai, the Rizrachim of Olenu, was created for us. And the first pasuk is described as Meroimim, was an extremely high level spiritual Bria that Hashem made. It was totally disconnected from the physical world. It's the source of pure chasodim, which is the Rotsan of Hashem, the only thing that's chasod because only do good with them. But this pasuk brings the next two levels, the malochov, tzvov. Malochim, like the word malach means the messengers of Hashem. There are also malochim that take the concepts that are rooted in the meroimim, the higher levels, and they bring them down closer towards the physical world. Tzavav, all the different, it can mean celestial bodies, but it really means the spiritual entity behind all the celestial bodies. It's also different madrigas of the Moitzi Lepoel, taking the concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of creation from the idea, the Rotzen, the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make this, to bring it down to this world. The idea of the Malachim, like it says, the Malachim are Rotzi Vishav, they're running back and forth. The meaning is that they bring down the Shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not a one-way road. And that's the end of the Mizrah. It's always going from the bottom up, and then from the top down. And this is a constant interaction between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This reminding us of every day, this amazing system that was set up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what's sitting on top is Yudke Vovke, Havaya, Kutche Vericha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Lashon of Havaya. We know, like we said, is Kulei Chasodim, Kulei Hatove, taking this whole beer for our goodness. That's standing on the top. And connected to that, standing on the bottom, is Klal Yisrael. So it says, Yaakov Avinu is Chokub Tachas Kisei Kovin. Yaakov Avinu, the third of the others, the combination of all the koichas, all the others, which represents Klal Yisrael, is the guiding force of the entire Bria. And when we're saying over the Hilulim, which means the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he set up this complex system, from levels we can't even fathom and understand of spirituality of greatness, from level after level, taking the ideas and bringing them into Olam HaMaisa that we're living into, all set up for us, that gives us that exalted feeling. Every morning when we say this, we should think to ourselves, I'm not just another creature here, I'm not just another number over here. I'm something, and choosing something special, something that is fantastic, unimaginably great creation was created for. And for me, it's my nice that I'm going to make a difference for myself and for the world. Unfortunately, we're living in a time that the Yetzer Hara so much gets us to feel we're just another number. There's billions of people in the world, and most of them are insignificant. Gets us caught up with Eilam Hazeh. I just was Nachemova by a host of a woman who was Nifta, she was in her 80s. But she saw the greatness. She came from America to Israel 60 years ago. And she wanted to marry into the Ben Torah family. That's what she did. She brought up her 10 children, all wonderful children, generations and generations of grandchildren, great-grandchildren. And she had so much crisis. Because you're going from the quote-unquote comfort of America to living a simple life over here. 10 children in a small apartment. Doing all the cooking herself, all the cleaning herself. No maids, no nothing. Working long hours. that everything was always perfectly taken care of, because she had the clear picture of herself. I had allowed her to pray for her, and my goal in life is to be Oved Hashem and bring up the next generation as people that will follow this exalted fashion, ones that realize that we're the center of the earth, center of the entire universe. And this brings us the purpose and the satisfaction of what we're doing with whatever we have, whether we have a lot of Gashmis or a little of Gashmis. Which is safer to stay focused. Unfortunately, as time goes on, people lose focus, they get confused. And they run after all kinds of things that have no value. And they waste away this precious life we have over here. When we say, Haluka, and I see how the whole amazing, tremendous breed was created just for me to take advantage of this world, that gives me extra courage to take advantage of it properly and pleasantly in a way that's good for me and good for all those around me.
Olam Shalem Shel Tochen Mechakeh Lecha Bekol HaLashon 03-617-1111